Yeah, that about shit. I'm gonna read you the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1. Please join me in the reading of the God's word. For so an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that surely I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able to, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Favors we received from God the Father honor and glory. There came such a voice to him from an excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." His voice which came from heaven we heard, and we were with him in the holy mount, and we have also more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye also will that you may take heed, as unto light that shineth in darkness, a dark place, until the day dawn, the day star rise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction, and as many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom their way of truth shall be evil spoken of. So even right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask in the Koba Shikarabu that we don't fall for false prophets, that we stand firm in the gospel and in the reading and hearing of your word. And through covetousness shall they fiend words that make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation is slumbered not. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that we ask out for covetous preaching, that people making up doctrines and things only to get people to give money or lead them astray. For if God spared not the angels that were sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them to the chains of darkness, they be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, and condemned them which are with an overthrow, making them examples unto those that are after shall live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, and vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Where is angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against the before the Lord. But these are a natural brute beast, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of things which they are understand not, and they utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime, spots they are in blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceiving, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and cannot cease from sin, being beguiled, unstable souls, and a heart that have exercised with covetous practices, and cause children which have forsaken the right way are gone astray according to the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of righteousness. Now, Balaam was a gentleman in the Old Testament prophet who had received money. to prophesy against the people of God, and when and curse the people of God, and when that can happen, he received money, it is believed, to cause the people of Israel to commit fornications and whoredoms, saying that this is how, my God now, but they're saying that this is how you can entrap the people of God by by putting whoredom or sexual morality, uncleanness in their face. So even now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we know that sex without a spouse is a distraction to get you from the blessings of God. But let us go deeper. But was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumbass speaking with man's voice, bade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with tempest, to whom the mist of the darkness is reserved forever. When they speak great sweating words of vanity, they allure through the flesh of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, of for whom a man is overcome, of the same as he brought into bondage. For if they, after they had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than for they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it's happened to them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the soul that was washed to her wallowing in the mirror. Now watch this now. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. So right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does. He stirs up your mind through remembrance. So even now, we ask that the Lord stir us up through remembrance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we might be mindful of words which were spoken before by the holy prophets of the commandments of us, of the apostles, the Lord Jesus, of the Lord Savior, knowing this verse, that there have come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, saying that the promise of his, where is the promise of his coming? There are scoffers right now out there, and they're saying, where is the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ coming? You see all these wars. You see these famines. You see this weather. You see all this stuff going on. Y'all keep talking about the Lord is coming back. Y'all been saying it for years. They said it during the Civil War. They don't say it during the Revolutionary War. They said it during the Vietnam War. They said it during the Korean War. They said it during the Carabao de Alamoso. They said it during the Alamo. They don't say all this stuff. And yet, the world is still going on. The Lord has said, scoffers in the last days, saying, walking in their own lust now, knowing the first, he said, knowing this verse, there shall be scoffers that come in the last days, scoffers walking in their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For hence, since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. But this they willingly are ignorant of, that the word of God in the heavens were old, and the earth staying out of the water, in the water, whereby the world that when there was being overflowed with water perish, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store and reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and prediction of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some man count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that should all should come to repentance. That's what's going on right now. God don't want nobody to perish. He want all men to come to repentance. Oh, the love of God and the patience of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm glad he was patient with me. You ought to be glad he was patient with you. Let us finish this up. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but should also come to repentance. Watch this. But the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy conversation and godliness, looking not for the hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye have looked for such things, be diligent that ye be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. My God. And account that his long suffering, our Lord, is saving is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, according to his wisdom given unto him, have written unto you. And also in all this epistle, speaking of them, of these things, which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned, unstable, rest, as they do also the other scriptures, knowing their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with error of the wicked, shall fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. I pray right now two things. That God stirs up your mind through remembrance. And that you stir up the gift of God that is within you. And I pray right now that you grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray right now that you grow in grace. I pray right now that you grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray it right now in Jesus' name. Believe in it right now in Jesus' name. We trust you right now, Lord God. We believe you right now, Lord God. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.